Over.
My Shalom said that at Torah Or, in the American program, Shalshutis, they were bringing out wine. So that's, I don't know, that's like Purim Lachmir, Kilu.
Problem in Shiva? Yeah.
There is a well-known problem in the from community today.
Yeah.
In North America, of alcohol.
Yeah. I mean, I personally have never encountered it in my journey. When it manifested in the dormitories or in the
kids, it's also kiddish clubs. It's also
is what.
Kiddish clubs.
What do you mean Kiddish clubs?
Futzlars. It's a very popular thing in many communities that you'll have people who leave in the middle of davening and have a schnapps and whatever else in the middle of where you start drinking then.
I never encountered it. Here, I never saw it. America, I'm not in America, so I don't know what them.
I was Mekayim kind of the Roma in the morning, and the other sheet is in the afternoon. I had a little drink, then I took a nap. And then at the Suda, again, I didn't take a nap though.
Right, Baruch Hashem, I said that I'm sure the other man had Tuelas. Anybody would like to share some experiences from. Experiences, ideas, thoughts.
I was surprised a little bit. I shouldn't have been, but on the Masiba, we had a Masiba here with music. And I was thinking about as I was dancing, you know, we talked about how sometimes dancing can bring you to Simcha.
When did they have the Masiba?
On the night, I mean,
Wednesday night. After the Megillah.
Right after the Megillah, later on, 9 o'clock, whatever. Ready for the kids, but I was surprised at.
What do you mean? Many for the kids.
Well, like the younger kids, so they have nothing to do. So they, you know, so their parents come and the kids dance, and you know, Rav is there, and you know, everyone kind of dances and sings and dances.
I mean, it's not just for the kids; it's for everybody.
Yeah, it's for everybody. It's for everybody.
Well, I thought you said many for the kids. It's for
no, because you know, then they had later on. I was never. They had the kumzits mainly for the adults. They had like a singing, but this way, it gets everybody involved.
The kids weren't interested in the kumzits.
I don't know. I didn't go to the kumzit, so I'm not sure if the kids were there or not. I mean, I'm sure there were some that were.
Did the Rav is also come?
Yeah, he's here that on Wednesday night. Mm. And then he leaves before he goes to sleep. He leaves before he goes to sleep because he's in Yerushalayim. So Wednesday night, at some point, he leaves back to Yerushalayim. Mm-hmm. He doesn't have a suffix. But
what do you mean? So he doesn't have a suffix?
No, because he's in Yerushalayim.
He keeps Yerushalayim.
But I was just
not a suffix. If he's here by Elos Hashachar, so then he's
right. Exactly. He doesn't want to. He doesn't want to get involved in that. In that issue. So, but I was surprised at how the dancing really did help me become more Sameach. I didn't really expect it. Maybe I don't know. But I was noticing that it. You clearly see that there are things externally you can do. I was focusing a little bit on eating good foods. I mean, different things that really can bring someone to Simcha.
And I mean, especially if you're aware of the chi of Simcha, and you haven't das that you want to use it for that. In other words, it could be even if you think about it, it might make you besimcha. But let's say you really want to be besimcha, and you know it's a goal to get to that state. And just specifically dancing to bring you to that. So, or even the drinking, like you could drink alcohol. Just time you drink it, you know, people enjoy drinking alcohol, but let's say, you know, it's a mitzvah to be besimcha, and you're drinking the alcohol specifically because you want to use it as an auxiliary to facilitate, you know, the state. Not just time, you know, to drink, but you want to be mekayem the mitzvah of simcha, and you're using it for that purpose. So it's a different dimension of the, you know, Hashem. Anybody have any machshavas, you know, as far as the limud of Purim of the. Anybody have any inspirations of the essence, the mamoshes of Purim, of what the essence of what it is, that you have some thoughts about chizuk?
Alperin gave a, it's from Harnof, he moved here last year. He gave a wonderful shiur on Shoshanas Yaakov and explaining some of the deeper meanings, and he comes out sof kol sof the tefillah is really the tefillah that Klal Yisrael did, is that that's really what comes out. It really was mishtana, the whole etzem sumu alai. What time sumu is not just fast, it means davening. I mean, it was the action of the tefillah. Really, which is consistent with a lot of other things that he was saying, and we're focusing on tefillah. Mm-hmm. Here we're focused on tefillah. that's really the. Yeah.
Right, well, Hashem, I'm happy that the gained that tower. What is the progress is our most important product. That's what we're here for, you know, to. It's chaval that some of the other chaverim can't appreciate, you know, what we're doing here, and so much, you know, to gain. Say, okay, maybe be able to. I'm sure I'm surprised that each one of you can't clap like one best friend, you know. But listen, it's all hashkacha.
It's the work of making friends.
Right. It's one of our uftas that we do here. You know. Okay. It's one.
I don't have any friends.
I don't know if anybody has in this world today. You know. It's like fellow travelers, acquaintances, you know, that you pass by each other every once in a while, you know, more frequently than other people, so. Unfortunately, what I'm saying is not a joke. That's the unfortunate part about it. Anyway, everybody say, Avodas Hayoyim, right? So what I wanted to suggest, if I say, really two of this, one main of the and one, you know, like one thing I would like to suggest that we should continue the. Many people think that the Mishnah Nichlas Adar ends with the Purim, like that's the climax, but Mishnah Berurah brings down that it continues. I mean, not there's a Rashi. I don't know if it's in Pesachim or it's in Megillah. That Rashi says that it's mamshich. Simchas Purim, Simchas Adar is mamshich into Nisan, yeah, and the climax really is the Yitzias Mitzrayim, Pesach. But it's like mamshich. So our Avodah, right? Our list, if I say, how many things did we list last week? Huh?
12.
So I mean, as the week went on, like I have a different group, so I think the final list was like 17.
Wow.
It's chaval, like you see, you poor people, you have the beginning of the week, you know, by the time the end of the week, so we had like 17. we had the mental state, you know, in other words, the person's attitude, that's like the most important one. And then you had the chitzimor, the dancing, the singing, and we had the alcohol, right? Don't tell the youth about it, right? And we had the Torah Hashem Samche Lev, and we had to be Mesamech, other people. That's a very important tool. And then we had, those are the five we spoke of last week. Then we had Ezer Asher Samech Bechelkoi. We spoke about that.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The person counts his blessings. It's a very big source of Simcha. I don't remember the sequence anymore. But, I mean, I have it written down in my notebook. We had Chidushei Torah to be Mechadish. You know, if you have a difficulty in Torah, you think of an answer. That's one of the greatest. But that's not Torah. In other words, Torah is one thing, but to be Mechadish, that's one thing. And then we had connecting with Hashem. It's one of the greatest sources of Simcha, like the Baal HaTanya speaks about it, and Mises Hasharim. And then we had davening, you know, Samech Gula Tefillah, Gemara Brachas, smile won't go off his face. He spoke of all these? Yes. Oh,
so
wonderful.
Far.
Yeah.
The Smicha Siddur, we did the Simcha of Tefillah, you're talking about Pesuk and Zimra. We didn't speak about the
I combined them together. Really, it's two different things that the Gemara speaks about. But it really, as far as we're concerned, it's the same concept. It's the importance of davening with the cheshek, with his slavas, and with concentration on your mind, right? So that's a tremendous source of simcha. Let's see, what else? Oh, appreciation of the Nisim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you see how HaKadosh Baruch Hu watches over Klal Yisrael and you know, guards us and helps us, right? Bosa v'yayin, Bosa, Ein Techa v'Bosa v'yayin, right?
The last one on my list is Limud B'Koyel.
Right, Limud B'Koyel, right? Well, that's pretty good. I think you have both the list here, everybody say. Maybe I'm mistaken. Maybe it was just like you have 12?
I have 12, that's
yes,
right.
Maybe I'm mistaken. I thought it was 17. Maybe it was just 12. What else do you have here on the list?
That's it. That's Amos Whenever. That's the whole, at least that's what I have. Maybe there's others.
Somebody said Ein Simcha Katoras Hasvekis. That was the new one. So in other words, let's say you have something bothering you in your mind, like you have a question about it. So let's say on Adar you make a establish, you know, to get an Eitzah, get a solution, just because of the Simcha you're going to get from being, you know. Okay, everybody, so I think it's a pretty good list. Anyway, so it could be Mamshech, you know, continue. What I wanted to be Matzeh this week, the main of the, is there something very, you know, some serious thing that I'm not into the political picture, you know, the current events in the world. You people are probably much more knowledgeable about it than I am, but somebody brought to my attention over Shabbos, like a few articles that were written by some of the Gedalei Torah, the Manhigim of Torah, that the seriousness of the matzav, you know, with Iran, and that it's really a very, very serious situation. And it was from different great Torah Manhigim, and he told me that the Olam at large, I mean, he's referring specifically to the Torah Olam, that people aren't really aware of the seriousness of the situation and concerned about it. A lot of the Chabad Eshe people don't listen to the news, the radio, and they're not connected, and especially the Bnei Yeshiva, which is, of course, a mila that the Shakur and the Limud. So, if there's nothing doing in the current event, so, you know, Baruch Hashem, they're worried about the Rambam. But, you know, when there's such a time like this, when there's a danger, so, I mean, it's important, you know, that people should know about it. It's not, you know, something that people have to be knowledgeable about. What's enough? What do we have to know about it, first of all? You know, to be misbowel, and, you know, seriously about it. To say Kibbutz Tilim, not either together in the shul or even privately, and to say your own private tefillah, you can say Achinu Bnei Yisrael, and also the person learns a little Torah, so you can devote like a few minutes of his Torah, you know, for this thing. The way I understood from the way one of the people is this Matasio Salman, I think he spoke about it, and they have this Moshe. What's his name? Moshe Wolfson, the famous Mashkiach of the Torah Das, you know, a very big leader also. Mashpia. So there was an article about that. But he said, I think he spoke somewhere or wrote an article about, you know, these people are not into the political scene. You know, they're not, you know, and if these Cheshuvei Torah are crying out that the Olam is not aware, insufficiently aware of what's happening. So, I think that it should be taken very seriously. So what I wanted to suggest to Boyce is Uvdel the Maisa is that first of all that we should say a tefillah every day to some tehillim and say some kind of a tefillah that Hashem should have Achmanus and Klai Israel. You know, it's a very much connected with Purim, this whole thing also, because the whole, you know, idea is that there's a concept of drawing from the. From the oneness and from one source of the Yeshua and getting the strength from that to give us the bitachon and the emuna, the confidence that the Bnei Shalom is gonna, you know, has the koyach again, you know, to bring us Yeshuas. But it's very important to have the emuna and bitachon that feel that Hashem is watching us and loves us and crying to Hashem that, you know, that He should, you know, again save us, you know, from any. The Gemara says, I'm sure you're familiar with the Gemara, says that lucky is the person that is mispalel before he gets sick, that he shouldn't get sick. The Nechas Hashem, once he gets sick, so you can be mispalel also, but the tefillahs that you mispalel, that you know, Hashem should save you from getting sick, it's a whole different a different class, you know, like the once a person, the Nechas Hashem, is sick, and he has to mispalel for a fuwa, so yoke and the responsibility and the strength of the tefillah has to be so much more stronger once the sickness is there. So, I would, you know, apply the same kind of thing. Hashem should save us, Chas v'Shalom, nothing should happen. You know, it's still yet before. You know, nothing should, there shouldn't be any after. So we should be mispalel by saying that nothing should happen. You know, the koyach tefillah is so much more heard and powerful and weighty. You know, at this time, that nothing is here yet. Hashem should have Rachmanis to save us from anything from happening. I think that first of all of us here should, at least in our chabura, that we should at least a few yichidim here that we should think about this and really take it serious. Like I said before, most probably you people are more knowledgeable of what's going on than I am. I don't have too much idea myself what's going on. You know, the intricacies of what's going on and the forces and the motivation and the people that are involved in the rishis, I'm not so knowledgeable about it, but I just hear that people keep saying that Iran around there like it's a very explosive situation there, Rahman Islam. And then when you hear the Gedolei Torah, that they're already nervous about it, and they're screaming that why isn't the Olam more moved and concerned about what's going on? If they're saying that already, and these people aren't alarmists or extremists or anything like that. So it seems like they're knowledgeable about the situation there. So we should really take it seriously. So first of all, we ourselves personally should take it seriously by being mispal every day, and also maybe giving a little bit of our learning, a few seconds, for this chus, for this. And secondly, I think that we should take it upon ourselves to spread it to other people. Each one of us should try to inform other people, make them, have to get up on a soapbox and give a speech, but people that you're close with, that you can say, b'shem, the good day, that door, that it's a reason for concern, and that they should be mispal, you don't have to get neurotic and become paranoid about it, walk around the whole day, but the person should be concerned, what's going on. So you can, inspire or to enlighten other people that they should also be concerned, and you can also enlighten them that they should also feel achrayus to maybe tell other people about it. It's a time right now of concern about this thing. So that's of course the second thing that I wanted to be more, that should be one of our main obdus this week, to be concerned about this and to be mispal every day about it, and we should think in terms of Purim, to get like a chizik from Purim that Yisha Amda al Avaseinu, Amda Malaylach Avaseinu, Akarish Baruch Matzilem Yodam, that we should think about the whole lesson of Purim, the whole, the Megillah, again and again, how Akarish Baruch, how it was so coordinated and every precision, how everything was exactly, how clear the Yeshuas Hashem came so clearly. So that's as far as our Uvdus is concerned, the Meister Reiser. So we say it's two parts to it, that we should continue with the Simcha every day. At least we should devote like a few minutes, to engage ourselves in Simcha. And of course the ideal thing is to try to walk around the whole day, with Simcha. It's interesting that that a number of Hasidic groups, very big Hasidic groups, they had some Purim celebrations last night, they told us hour, and I think they went till like 3-4 o'clock in the morning. Wow. It's a little strange because it's not Shushan Purim, it's not Isruchak for Shushan Purim. Like, what is it? But according to what we're saying, that really the Indian of Simcha really overpours out of Purim into the rest of Adar. Which, so it really is like understandable that this Inyan taka to be mamshech the Simcha. So I understand a number of big Hasidic groups. The rebbes held their tishin, last night, and I would understand that the thought behind it is taking the simcha, went to Shabbos, the Friday went to Shabbos, and the Shabbos now is pouring out into the next day, into the next week, and that's the hemshech of the simcha of Ador. So those two things that we say, to practice the Simcha every day, and at the same time to have concern over over the seriousness of the matzav. I have a few seconds left, so maybe I'll share with you, if I could do this very quickly, a thought about Purim, about a Malek. It always puzzles me to understand the riches of a Malek, to focus on the Nekuda. So you give it thought, and this year the thought that I came up with like this. It's strange that the Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Klal Yisrael that when they come to Eretz Yisrael and they kill all the Goyim, they finally wipe out the Goyim, and now the Menucha and the Nachla Hashem gives you, now you're ready, everything is settled and calm. Now, now take care of Malek, kill him. It's such a radical, extreme mitzvah Hashem is giving us. So if it's so important because they're wicked, so why do you have to wait? When you come to Eretz Yisrael, it's so exaggerated, the pasuk. If you look at the pasuk, the elaboration of the pasuk, you come and you finished off all your vechem misaviv, and now you're resting, and now you come and asher nasan lech Yerusha, inheritance and nachla, and be repeated. Now you kill them all, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give it such a tzivui just at that point? I think a hint to what's going on over here is that Rashi, when it says Zohar, so Rashi says that Zohar Shechar Zohar Namalek, Rashi says if you'll be Meshaker with Mashkolois and with Midas, Havidoyeg Menagoyim. If you look at the Rashi, it's a Pella on the Pasuk of Zohar Shechar Zohar Namalek. So he says, what's that you should remember? If you'll be Meshaker with Mashkolois, so then you should be Doyeg from the Goyim. So there's so many terrible various that a person can do, that you have to worry about a mother coming on us. So, and if you want to say, okay, because it's killing, murderers, yidden can be murderers, killers, mishchasim. So, no, you don't have to worry, that's not what we're talking about. Money, okay, money, you have a bank robber, you have, a thief, you have a bomb machteris. No, imato mishaker, mishkolos, this is the type of money thing we're talking about. You tell a lie about mishkolos. In other words, it's the most subtle, way of stealing money, like so low key. That you're not even a pocketer, you snatch from the supermarket. What you do is mishaker, right? It's mishaker in mishkolos. You lie, in other words, you say this is 10 meters long, the curtain, and it's really 9.5. Have you doyeg min ha goyim? So we say it's really a very beautiful machshava that I want to share with you, but the time is up. I don't want to miss the bus. So Blina, I'll continue. We'll continue next week. We say the machshava. Okay.
Maybe he'll have to bring you here from afar.
Anyway, whatever you're doing, Barbara.